You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following message was presented by Dr. Wallace Schultz on the Lutheran Hour. Its title, Behold Your Mother. Now here is Dr. Schultz.
Just before he died, Sir Winston Churchill spoke these words. I am ready, he said, to meet my Maker. However, whether my Maker is prepared for the ordeal of meeting me is another matter. Both scholars and the general public have always been fascinated to hear what was on the minds of individuals as they made their exit into the next world and their eternal destiny. In the Bible, in the Gospel of John, is recorded the final words that Jesus spoke just before his death on the cross. The Bible records that as Jesus hung from the cross, he saw his mother, and standing there also near the cross was the disciple whom he loved. From the cross, as he faced imminent death, Jesus said to his mother, Woman, behold your son. Then to his beloved disciple, Jesus said, Behold your mother. And from that hour, the Bible explains, this disciple took Jesus' mother into his own household. These seemingly unimportant words of Jesus shine like a brilliant searchlight of love in today's world of cold indifference and darkness. These words of Jesus for his mother gain great significance nowadays when so little honor, so little respect, and such limited appreciation is shown to many of our mothers. As he hung on the cross, Jesus set forth a most God-pleasing attitude that we all need to adopt toward our own mothers. Jesus put all things in proper perspective. One Australian biblical scholar said, There is something infinitely moving in the fact that Jesus, during his agony on the cross, and in the moment when the salvation of the whole world hung in the balance, that he, Jesus, would take the time to consider the coming loneliness of his mother in those days when he would be taken away. Jesus never forgot the duties of a true son and the respect that God still desires that each of us would show to our mothers. Contrast the attitude of Christ on the cross and the love of our blessed Savior demonstrated for his mother with the totally opposite conditions in many convalescent homes today. There, millions of mothers lie in loneliness as their own children live in their own world of self-centeredness, totally unconcerned regarding that special and indispensable person who brought them into the world, their own mother. Now, if Jesus, as he hung on the cross in suffering and pain, if our Savior, when there were so many other things to be concerned about, if he could prioritize and if he could take time out for his mother, then we, as his followers, can do no less. And so, today as we focus on God's gift of mothers, we are reminded of an announcement by USA Today newspaper that red roses, tulips, chocolates, and phone calls are the order for Mother's Day. In the United States in 1984, people made over 21 million telephone calls to their mothers on Mother's Day. 4 years later, the number of Mother's Day phone calls doubled to over 46 million. And this year, there will be millions and millions more. There are more phone calls made on Mother's Day than on any other day of the entire year. Phone calls on Mother's Day are indeed a great start to show our appreciation. But this is only the first step. Making a telephone call on Mother's Day is convenient. It feels comfortable, especially when we know that everybody else is doing it also. However, when we face the day-to-day struggles of life, and when our lives are filled with personal concerns, when there are a myriad of other demands that press down upon us, then our mothers are frequently forgotten. Merely setting aside a 10 or 20 minute phone call once a year, one day out of 365, does not reflect the full example of love and concern which Jesus had for his own mother as he hung from the cross. True love demands sacrifice and is often inconvenient. If you are now a youngster or a teenager, be sure to tell your mother how much you appreciate all that she has done for you. Then to show real love, go one step further. Each morning when you get up, be sure to straighten your room, make your bed, and make sure everything is neat. When you do this, your mother will then be free to take care of many other household concerns. It is not your mother's total responsibility, you see, to clean the house. If parents and children do not work together on this, then living together becomes very difficult. Now, maybe you are not a child or a teenager anymore. Yet, no matter what your age, your mother is still your mother. That never changes. So then ask your mother in sincere love, "What can I do to help you? You did so much for me when I was a helpless child. Now I want to do all that I can for you." And if your own mother has passed on, there are other mothers and grandmothers who deserve your love, your respect, your help, not just one day, but every day of the year. Now, maybe you are finding it difficult to talk to your mother because you and your mother are not on speaking terms. If this is the case, then you need to go immediately to your mother, no matter whether you are 8 years old, 14 years old, 24 years old, or maybe even older. Tell your mother that you are sorry for your broken relationship, and don't think for a moment who was at fault. This is not important. Do unto your mother and to all members of your family what God has so graciously done for you in Jesus Christ. You see, in Jesus Christ, God has forgiven you unconditionally, no strings attached. He has forgiven you all of your sins. In the Bible, Ephesians chapter 4, we read, "Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ has also forgiven you." Now, if you are going to enjoy a true relationship with all family members, and especially with your mother, then forgiveness is the very first step, and the one that you need to make. You see, without forgiveness, all other words, no matter how sweet or sincere they may sound, they are only pretense and silly talk. How fitting, then, that Jesus should give us the greatest example of loving our mother. And he did this on the same day that he hung on the cross, earning by his bloody death forgiveness and healing for you and me. Through his death and resurrection, Jesus now gives us the power to forgive others. In Jesus, the Apostle Paul writes, "We have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace." Again, Jesus puts it all in perspective when he says, "And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive, so that your Father also, who is in heaven, may forgive you your transgressions." Forgive each other, St. Paul writes. Whoever has a complaint against anyone, you should forgive just as the Lord forgave you. And so, my friend, do it today. Yes, follow Christ's example of love. Let your appreciation for your father, your brother, your sister, and especially your mother, be built on the solid foundation of forgiveness established in God's heart of grace and mercy. The prophet Micah correctly states, "Who is a God like thee who pardons iniquity?" As Christ spoke words of love to his mother from the cross, these utterances were more than mere emotion. To his beloved disciple, who was also at the crucifixion scene, Jesus said, "Behold your mother." The Bible then explains, from that hour, the disciple took Jesus' mother into his own household. Yes, indeed, let these words of Jesus also burn brightly and daily in our lives. Not only does God expect each of us to express our love to our mothers in words, but also in plans and actions designed to meet our mothers' earthly needs. Too often today, aging mothers and fathers are hauled off to the local nursing home or the convalescent center, placing them at the mercy of whatever services a secular institution can render. If we can no longer help and be daily present with our mother, like Jesus could not, then we need to arrange, like Jesus certainly did, the best possible plans through other Christian friends who we know for certain will look after not only our mother's needs for food and housing, but also for the deep daily friendship in Christ that she sincerely desires and so badly needs. And so then, by the multiple millions, telephones will indeed ring today for mothers throughout the United States, Canada, the Caribbean, and other countries all over the world. The telephone is indeed a miraculous invention and a great connection for expressing verbal love. Much greater, however, is the connection that you can have with your mother and with all members of your family, made possible by Jesus' death on the cross. St. Paul writes in Ephesians chapter 2 that Jesus breaks down barriers and walls that divide people, including mothers and daughters and mothers and sons. Jesus establishes peace. He establishes harmony and love between people. But now in Jesus Christ, the Bible says, you who were formerly far off have now been brought near together by the blood of Christ. As we celebrate Mother's Day, and as we seek true and God-pleasing relationships with all our family, we immediately realize that each of us needs first to be transformed by God's holy gospel. Our old angry self must be put aside, and our old sin-filled self of remembering past arguments and bringing up former disagreements with our mother must also be put behind us. All of this, yes, all of this must take place in sincere repentance so that a new person can arise, enabled by the Holy Spirit, to establish a new relationship with our mother, having God as a reconciler and Christ's atoning blood as a healing power. In his letter to the Corinthian Christians, St. Paul writes, therefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things have passed away. Behold, new things have come. Now all these things are from God, the Bible says, who has reconciled us to himself through Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. Oh, indeed, my friend, God has forgiven you all your sins. God is now also empowering you to break down all barriers between you and your brothers and sisters, your father, and especially your mother. God, the Bible tells us, has committed unto us, to you and to me, the word of reconciliation. And so then, my friend, today, as you consider your own mother, especially if she is aged, remember, those telephone calls are very, very helpful. The time and the money that you are willing to spend do indeed show that you care. Even more important, however, is that regular visit. If you live near your mother, a weekly visit is a minimum. If you need to take a trip to see your mother, be sure to always have another trip planned, even if it's several months away. And then tell your mother about your plans. Parents in retirement, and especially those in rest homes, they find great joy and a reason to live if they know that a family member is planning to visit them. And so then, now to the many of you mothers who are listening today, rejoice with great joy. God loves you with a very, very special love. Jesus died for you, and in Christ, God has forgiven you all of your sins and failures. And you mothers, we want you to know that beginning with your blessed Savior, you have many, many more friends and supporters than you could ever know. God bless you on this special day. Amen.
Thanks for listening. We pray you've been blessed by hearing this message. This has been a presentation of Lutheran Hour Ministries.